NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The White House is warning federal agencies to plan for a possible government shutdown. Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
I don't want to see a shutdown, but there is no doubt in my mind that the country is headed for a shutdown and everyone should prepare as such.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke to NBC about the possible consequences.
For some House Republicans to be propelling us toward a shutdown, it means that air traffic controllers who would continue going to the towers to work would not be getting paid, not to mention the service members not getting paid.
A shutdown would begin next Sunday if Congress can't agree on a funding deal. Hollywood Studios and the Writers Guild Union are scheduled to meet today amid a possible deal to end that strike. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more.
Variety and other trade publications report the studios have presented their best and final offer for a new three-year contract. It comes after 4 days of negotiations that reportedly included the heads of Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery, Netflix, and Universal.
Another big strike of the United Auto Workers Union was expanded Friday. WWJ-TV's Kelly Vaughn has an update on the negotiations.
In a statement, Ford says that although they're making progress, they still have significant gaps to close. Stellantis says the UAW seems more concerned about pursuing political agendas than negotiating for their employees. And GM says UAW leadership is manipulating the bargaining process for their own agenda.
Remnants of Ophelia are bringing floods and heavy rain to parts of the Northeast. WJZ-TV's Stefan Dingle reports from Ocean City, Maryland.
Intense rain, gusty winds, and coastal flooding. It's literally been a wash, rinse, and repeat cycle here in Ocean City. The rain is gone. The only thing they've had to deal with overnight was those gusty winds coming in off the beachfront. Otherwise, it's back to business as usual here in Ocean City.
Parts of an asteroid are safely back on Earth.
Touchdown. I repeat, EDO. FRC has touchdown.
A capsule parachuted into the Utah desert, transporting pieces of the asteroid Bennu. University of Central Florida astronomy professor Dr. Humberto Campins explains what they could teach us.
It's going to help us understand the origin of life here on Earth, from the surface of Mars or on the moons of Jupiter or on planets around other stars.
The headliner of next year's Super Bowl halftime show in Las Vegas is... Yeah, that's right. Grammy-winning artist Usher. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there, and around there, and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
When it comes to hiring, you don't need to be doing all the searching, screening, and interviewing yourself. What you need is Indeed, the end-to-end solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 67. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 56. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl and me going to try to break down this debacle that happened yesterday. What's up, Earl?
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let me say this to you first, Gilbert. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I saw the ceiling this morning, so I'm good.
All right. The Packer game. Here's what people need to understand. They're not as good as they were, as people thought they were, when they beat the Bears. Because as I said last week, they beat the Bears. They beat the JV team.
Earl, you're going too deep.
Wait, Gil.
Come on. You sound like you're tooting your own horn.
No. Listen, the Bears got beat up again. Yesterday. Yeah, they got beat up again, bad. And so when the Packers beat the Bears, we were all excited. People were all excited. The Packers, the Packers back. And so when they lost to the Falcons yesterday, and what I thought was a very entertaining game, it goes to show the people with the know-how picked the Packers at 9-8 or 8-9.
Oh, so you're trying to pull the plug on them already, Earl?
Gilbert.
You sound like you're trying to pull the plug already, Earl.
Listen, it's not that you're pulling the plug. You played the game. It's not so easy to bring in all new players, basically, and a brand new quarterback, basically. And then.
So you saying you're pushing the panic button already?
I'm not pushing the panic button. The
way you saying?
Hey, Gilbert, I was one of those guys who agreed with the 9-8 from the beginning.
I understand all that. I go game by game.
Okay.
I ain't going to sit up there and say they're going to be 9-8. What dude know they're going to be 9-8? You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do that. I'm going to go game by game, and I'm going to break it down. This week, you got to look at this game. Number one, we had key players out of this game. Number one. Two, you got to ask yourself, did we get out coach this game? Okay, you cannot lose momentum going into the third and fourth quarter, and you got to tell me we can't get a first down.
Hey, Gilbert. So LaFleur, the coach, you know what he said?
Yeah, he got to take some of this blame too.
But you know what he said?
Stop pointing at Jordan Love so much.
Well, you know what he said when they asked him the question. About
what?
Well, you had your good players out. You know what he said? Next man up. He didn't say, "Oh man, we didn't have Aaron Jones, we didn't have Bakhtiari, we didn't have." He said, "Next man up." In other words,
it seems to me that he don't know the next man up. He don't know what kind of caliber the next man up is, because it ain't the same caliber.
Well, clearly.
They ain't got nobody out there like Bakhtiari. They ain't got nobody out there like Jones. They ain't got nobody out there like Watson. If they did, it would be next man up. It's not like that.
Well, Gilbert, nobody's, the starters are the starters on all the teams, right?
All the teams.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's a reason why they're starters, and there's a reason why the backups, for whatever reason, the guys.
But there's going to be a difference in the nucleus of the team if you got three starters out at key positions.
I know, but you can't. In the NFL, they excuses, you know, don't nobody want to hear it. The Jets lost yesterday, and the Jets.
So you gonna
said,
tell me? Listen to this, Earl. So you gonna tell me if you got Lamar Jackson at the starter, and you got Tim Tebow backing him up? When Tim Tebow starts, there's no difference.
No, I'm not
next
saying,
man up.
Hey, Gilbert, I'm not saying there's no difference, but in the NFL, as you always say,
not for long. Not for long,
the
baby.
The people pay all that money to watch the games, and they don't want to hear excuses. They don't want to hear.
Hey, man, you're going to get excuses. Everybody can't play like everybody.
Hey, Gilbert, when you were playing, the coaches didn't say, hey, today we probably ain't got a chance to win because Brett Favre ain't playing. And none of y'all would accept that.
Nah, he ain't going to say that. He ain't going to say that. But in the back of his mind, he's like, man, boy.
I know.
Man, we ain't got such and such.
Hey, I know in the back of his mind he's saying that.
But you got to also say this, Earl. If I'm playing and I go down, my backup is not me.
I know. But
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Gilbert, every team can say that, right? Not just the Packers. Every team could say that. And so that couldn't be the excuse.
At three key positions, though, Earl. Three key positions.
Gilbert, so are you saying that's an exception?
Left tackle is a key position.
I know.
Running back is a key position. Receiver is a key position.
Are you saying that that's an excuse for why they lost yesterday? I can't believe that's coming from you.
I'm not saying that's an excuse, but that's a part of it. That's a part of why they lost yesterday. I think to me, what I saw yesterday was missing those guys and coaches.
Hey, Gilbert, I can't believe that I'm sitting here in front of the gravedigger
with that red shirt on.
And the gravedigger is saying,
looking like a big tomato.
And the gravedigger is saying,
what am I saying? Don't put no words in my mouth, Earl.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. What you saying? Don't put no words in my mouth. I'm not making excuses, Earl. We lost yesterday, but you got to tell the folks why we lost. You can't just say Jordan Love sucks. That's why we lost.
Hey, I didn't say Jordan Love. Here's what happened, Gilbert. So the Packers were up 24 to 10.
Right, for a long time. Yeah, they held there for a long time.
Going into the fourth quarter. They got outscored 13-0 in the fourth quarter. They didn't get a first down at all in the third quarter.
Did they get complacent?
They had three possessions.
Did they get complacent, Earl?
I think the play calling, one time they handed the ball
up. You didn't keep your foot on their throat?
Well, I think, it's not like, I mean, Atlanta was playing good ball. They made some mistakes when they got in the red zone three or four times. The Packers didn't stop them the whole game, okay, because they ran for 213 yards. They controlled the time of possession, the Falcons. They just weren't scoring. For instance, in the first half, they got these running backs, man, there's some bad running backs. They got first and goal at the 1 yard line. This is the Falcons. I don't understand, Gilbert, why you're throwing the ball and you got studs in your backfield. And they went three times. They tried to throw the ball twice. It's first and goal, man. Smash mouth football. Run it in. So they
did they get it?
They got 3 points out of that deal.
Defense held.
Yeah,
that's what defense was supposed to do.
They tried to throw.
We don't care, but we don't care about Atlanta though. Let's talk about our team.
Okay.
Why we fail? I understand they got great. Each team got good players. We got to figure out how to stop those players. We got to figure out how to show up and beat these guys.
So
yesterday we started out good. We got to finish good.
Well, there were several factors in why the Packers lost on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Again, the fact that the defense allowed 212 yards, you know, and two guys in 35 carries, they got 175 yards. And so they dominated the time of possession Atlanta did. And the Packers, who should have been, and you always talk about it, they're strong, their core, their front four, and their linebackers, physically strong, Gilbert. Would you agree?
Yes.
And then they got some backup boys on the line. Yes. Well, they got pushed around yesterday. Okay. That's one of the reasons, Gilbert, they got pushed around yesterday. And
yeah, go
ahead.
You hate to say it like that, you know, because we got some good guys up there. We got, you know, but you also got to look at the scheme. You see what I'm saying? What kind of scheme was we playing to where we let these backs get out there like they did? You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they run the ball and take time of possession and take the ball out of our hands.
Right.
And that's what they did yesterday.
But I remember you saying something to me, Gil, but I remember everything you say to me. I do. You told me once before, you said even as bad as you can be, as a college player, you turn around and that offensive lineman you playing against on the other side, he ain't chopped liver.
No.
So the
Falcons, he get paid too.
So the Falcons clearly must have some pretty good offensive linemen. Is it safe to say that? If they can push around the Packers defense.
Yes. Yes. For them, offensive linemen to do what they did yesterday, and get the job done with them on the ground. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. We really need to look at this film as a defense and find out not to let that happen again.
Because it's safe to say they must have some pretty good offensive linemen to be able to push around the Packers defense. Is it safe to say that?
Right.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gilbert, they're calling for Dylan to be gone. They want Dylan gone. we'll be right back.
Listen, we got to attack that.
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They really beating up Dylan, man.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
When they had Aaron Rodgers, they were
kind of drafted. The offensive line is full of pass blocking guys. They're not full of run blocking guys. It's a difference in our offensive line and Philly's offensive line.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, so we'll take that on the other side. That's a good point.
Yeah. So you can't jump down my man's throat like that.
They are.
North winds.
Oh, they love
5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. High of 69. Upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Ayo, Bo knows this.
What?
And Bo knows that.
What?
But Bo don't know jack. Because Bo can't rap. Well, what do you know?
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Did you watch the game yesterday? We'd love to hear from you and your views on what you saw. 844-967-2789, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. So Gilbert, a lot of complaining about Dylan, and it's time for Dylan to go. So they didn't have Aaron Jones yesterday at all. They tried to feature Dylan in his place. They ran Dylan in the backfield with no other blocker, Gilbert. Okay? So, you know, it wasn't like they had a fullback and then Dylan. It was just Dylan back there with Jordan Love. So explain to people in the best way you can to why you can't blame what happened yesterday on Dylan. He's not Aaron Jones, is he?
No, he's not. I mean, like I said, the comparisons are different. I mean, if you give the ball to Jones 10 times, it's going to be 10 different outcomes than what Dylan does. You know what I'm saying? Dylan's a bruiser back. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand. I mean, it's kind of like when we used to play Tampa, when Tampa was in the black and blue division, and they had Warg Dunn and All-Star, you know. Warg Dunn is the quick scat back. Right. He gonna get these so many yards. Warg Dunn's the bruiser. He gonna hit you. Now, it's kind of like you got Batman and Robin back there. Okay, Batman gonna give it to you. Robin gonna clean it up. But when you take away Batman and everybody focuses on Robin, Robin's not the feature. And then you have to go back and say, okay. You got to look at and analyze it really good. You know, the media just want to jump down people's throat and they don't really watch the game. They don't really understand the game. These guys get paid to just run their mouth and move a pen across a piece of paper. What I'm trying to tell you is that, and I'm not making excuses. you know, both we had two starters out yesterday. One didn't play and one went out the game, right? Jenkins, right?
Yeah.
And you also got to understand that if you're running, you got to make plays for Dylan. Same play. You can't make the same plays for Aaron Jones and Dylan because you're going to get different outcomes. Get that boy something that's in between the tackles. But then you got to say, do we have the offensive line? Our offensive line is built to pass block. Our offensive line ain't built to run the ball. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference in our line and Philly's line. There's a difference in so many lines because we were built to pass block and protect. You know, there's a difference when you built to run the ball. And we in this West Coast offense, it's more finesse than being physical.
So people might
They want a guy to be physical back there, but we ain't got the front to do physical.
But see, Gilbert, people might say, well, you saying that, but Aaron Jones is able to run with that. But as you stated, he's different.
Right. He's a different back, Earl. He's that guy that's gonna find that hole and he's gonna excel. He gonna fight. He just like how Barry Sanders was when Barry Sanders didn't have an offensive line and did all that work.
Right.
And Aaron Jones is a real integral part of this offense. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you see why it's different. Now you see why they need him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, all that being said, the talk next year is that they can't afford him. And so, you know, based on just what you see without him, mm-hmm. you know, he's one of the top backs in the league. They missed him. I would safely say, Gilbert, it's safe to say that if they had Aaron Jones yesterday, they would have got at least 1 point. He would have been worth at least 1 or 2 points, right?
Even coming out of the backfield as a receiver, he's deadly.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? He was picking up the slack that Watson when he's been out. But when you lose two key receivers like that, I mean, to me, when I look at this game, what happened yesterday, we lost as a team.
Yeah, but you always lose as a team, though, man.
No, you don't. Offense, defense, and special teams, and coaching. We lost as a team. You can see if we lost because the offense wasn't scoring points.
Oh, man.
Or we can see if we lost if we fumbled the ball on special teams and gave it away. The defense couldn't step up. It's three phases of the game that you lose the game with. You can't win with just two phases of the game.
Hey, Gilbert, man, I can't believe I'm sitting here with...
That's because the wool has been pulled over your eyes, and now you got somebody that's going to tell you the truth.
Grave digger saying... It's the whole team loses, not part the
whole
of the
yeah.
Team.
In reality, yeah, the whole team loses, but there's breakdowns, in somewhere. And yesterday, we couldn't score, we couldn't move the ball
when you needed.
Defense couldn't stop
when they needed to.
And special teams, I don't deal with them.
Okay, you know, you know, man, you know, the Packers, that'd be at home.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septic. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 67. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 56. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 70. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, the Monday after. And so, you know, before we go to the phone line, so Gilbert, here's what Coach LaFleur had to say.
LaFleur.
You guys saw it. They shredded us consistently. Atlanta had little, if any, desire to throw the football. It only opened up the offense once the game got into a passing script for them. Last week, it felt like a step in the right direction for the Packers' run defense. Sunday, it was the same old J defense, grade F. Coaching LaFleur, aggressions was on full display early in the game. He opened the day with a flea flicker trying to use the Falcons' aggressive defense against them. A drive that started promising ended in disaster. The Packers were in field goal range when they took an inexcusable delay of game penalty. So, anyway, Gilbert, let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we the people are ultimately the owners of the Packers, which is actually a good thing. But, Earl, you know what? We have such a throwaway culture. Oh, my God. You would have thought the Packers got beat by 50 points yesterday, the way everyone's talking and the way everyone thinks the world's coming to an end. They got beat by 1 point. I understand that there could have been a couple of things that could have gone one way or the other way. And there could have been one thing that went the other way, one way or the other way for the other team as well. And give me a break. Talking about getting rid of a running back who's a backup running back for the most part behind Aaron Jones in Dillon is absolutely ridiculous. So anybody that's calling or, you know, talking about getting rid of Dillon, man, oh, man, he's a fullback runner.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He's basically a semi coming through. So he's got some blocking in front of him to make it happen. Whereas Aaron Jones is also a fullback runner, but he's also a halfback runner. He's a finesse and a semi coming through. So, people, chill out. The problem with this culture, the problem with this world, is that everyone's a critic. Everyone thinks that their critic, them being a critic, is like starting with Simon Cowell, for God's sakes, and ending up with a politician.
Hey, Tom, you know, you're from Wisconsin. You know, life starts and ends with Green Bay Packer football, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
Yeah, Tom, in a way, he's kind of in and out of the thing. You know, he's telling everybody, look, man, you can't panic right now.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
You know, number one and number two, you know, we are a team that's trying to find ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but then again, you cannot point the finger at one guy. You cannot. I mean, and if he's a fan that understands that A.J. Dillon is really a fullback and not a tailback, when we're trying to force him to be, you know, that's why you got to say, what? If you wanted to do something right, why you didn't start that kid that was ripping them up in the preseason?
Well, see, Gilbert, you just took the words out of my mouth. They played the two tailbacks, the other two tailbacks they have, five plays the whole game. And so you're right. What they should have done was play the backup tailbacks in Aaron Jones' position.
And let A.J. Dillon still play his position.
Right.
And see what will happen. See, that's what I was saying before, Earl. The coaching is a big part of this. You know, you can't cancel out what they put out there for these guys to play. Because at the end of the day, it's LaFleur's offense and old boy's defense. And their job is to put him in the best position to win the game.
Well,
period.
What are a lot of complaints about Joe Barry?
It's a lie.
Oh, you've heard it too.
Oh, absolutely. I can hear it all the way here in Detroit.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You mean probably from players, right?
All the way around, Earl. All the way around.
Okay, so let me ask you.
You know what I'm saying?
If Joe Barry is such a bad coach. I didn't say you. If Joe Barry is such a bad coach, why would Matt LaFleur stake his career on Joe Barry?
That's a good question, because you got to ask yourself. I mean, if I was a coach, I'm gonna put the best foot forward.
Well, he must believe in
and
Joe
if the
Barry.
Guy is not, he must believe in him, because he's still there.
Right.
You know, he's what LaFleur
is saying is that I'm not going to let the media tell me what to do.
Yep. Which is right.
I'm going to wait and see how this guy turns out.
Well, but
and
he knows.
Obviously. Huh?
He knows Joe Barry was there and gone, and he went and got him back. So he knows who and what Joe Barry is. Mm. That's his guy, Gilbert.
Yeah, that's his guy. You're going to live, that's the saying, you're going to live and die what you got. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then again, you if the players are not believing in the scheme, or something is not helping these players get over the top. I mean, because let's see, if these guys come out running the ball like that,
yeah,
you mean to tell me that we can't? I mean, with the physical players that we got, we can't put guys in a better position to stop this?
Hey Gilbert, Packers got some physical players. There's no question about it. Oh, they're physical. They're a physical football team. That's why when the game, and they kind of knew Atlanta was going to run the ball, because Atlanta's got a second-year quarterback. Okay, so it's not like
they went out and drafted some good running backs.
Yeah, they got, and that's what they do. They run the ball. So the Packers knew they were going to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was no surprise. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't stop them. And like
that's the thing. It's like Joe Barry say, okay, if we take away the run, we want them to pass the ball.
Yeah, but
we couldn't stop the run.
No, you couldn't stop the run.
So what kind of game plan did you have?
I'm sure he.
That's the question.
Well, Gilbert, I told you that running back, and you kind of jumped on me a little bit earlier. The running back.
Yeah, because you said they was great.
Yeah.
Damn, great.
hey.
They okay.
Hey, 10 years from now, they'll be talking about this running back that the Falcons got. Okay? That's how good that young man is. And his name is Ryder. But you remember I told you. That's how good that young man is. Powerful. And then Tyler Algieri they've got their 1-2. One guy runs straight ahead, full speed with power, Gilbert, which is what you were talking about. Full speed, straight ahead. The other cat, scat back. Man, he gonna cut on a dime. You think you got him, and that's what they did. That 1-2, scat back, and then a power back, and that's what they did, and just ran the ball down the Packers' throats. Now I don't know if any other teams gonna be able to do that, because right now the NFL is kind of going away from the importance of running backs. Right, we talked about that all during the preseason. Well, Atlanta is the opposite. They're saying, hey, we're building our team around running the football, and the Packers couldn't stop it. So, I don't know, man. I will say this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're only into game two. They're 1-1. They're in a division that everybody else is 1-1 except for the Chicago Bears, who are 0-2. So everybody else lost in their division.
Mm.
So, you know, it's not like, you know, they're in a division where somebody's going to go 11-6. You know, they have a shot in that division because, you know, the Vikings are somebody else who are rebuilding, and the Lions, who I still think is the best team in the division, lost yesterday in a shootout. So, you know, it's game two. And to somehow say, well, Love didn't do this. You and I talked about this going back to preseason. Hey, man, we hope they don't scapegoat Jordan Love. Remember? We spent time talking about that. There are people now saying, well, Jordan Love didn't do anything in the fourth quarter. Well, you know, quarterbacks, you know, three and out twice, and then it was fourth and you know, after the Falcons kicked the field goal and took the lead, the Packers had one last chance, Gilbert. They're on their 25. It's 37 seconds left. No timeouts. They expected Jordan Love to be able to move them from the Packer 25 into field goal position with that 37 seconds. He's not Aaron Rodgers, is he?
Earl, we got to, you know, you got to ask yourself. When you put a team like this together, a young team like this, have they been in this position before?
No.
Have they been in this type of adversity before? Can they pull themselves out of this type of adversity? That's where you got to understand. That's where leadership comes in. That's where having good veterans come in to help these young guys and culture, man. You know what I'm saying? You was whooping them.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, what happened? That's what I'm saying, man. It's with a young team like this, you're going to have these kind of stumbles, man.
So the Falcons are kind of a young team. And is this where veterans can hold it together? I mean, what would a veteran have done, Gilbert, you on the line? And you're watching your line being chewed up, and you got all that place. What would a veteran have said to them?
You number one, you got to pull it together, man. Number two, you got to have a guy that's been there before to help these guys understand what kind of game this is. You're away from home, crowds in the game. It's the ATL, first of all. And if they young or we young, they got the momentum because they're at home. You see what I'm saying? But then again, we can't give them stuff to build them up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to change stuff up to get that first down. So then we got to get some of this momentum back. We can't just go in three and out.
Well, that's what you can't do. Well, that's what
you
happened.
Can't though.
I know, but that's
you what know happened. What I'm saying. You know. Is it play calling was too conservative because we're up?
Yeah, that was part of it.
I mean, come on, man, you gotta find ways to, you know, take this momentum back as a coach.
So Gilbert, when you're up 13 points going into the fourth quarter,
yes,
and you're not going to be, you know, throwing Hail Marys.
No.
Okay. So and your defense has held them as far as points are concerned throughout the game. I guess there was no way for them to believe that they were going to score those 13 points based on what happened in the first half. So what I would ask you is those defensive players played major college football. They need somebody to get them to understand what's going on?
No, Earl, it's not. I mean, it's like, man, this Atlanta team came out the second half with more fire than we did and took over the game. It's plain and simple. We lost the game in the second half. And I don't understand how.
All right, listen, we got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
That's that Tupac.
Bucktussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bucktussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When they called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. How you doing? Your thoughts?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
All right.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Gilbert hit that nail on the head. Hey, Gilbert, how you doing? Hey, you hit the nail on the head, Gilbert. They lost that brother in that second half. And, you know, you got LaFleur. He say, oh, the next guy up, and before the game even start. Well, who was that next guy up to take over for Aaron Jones? I don't know about you, but he certainly had an opportunity to put his name in the big time yesterday. But I don't think he ever got hardly called upon. I don't even know who the guy is. Is it Wilson?
Yeah. So,
I mean, who is that next guy?
So, see, Rico, you
tell just, him, Rico.
No,
tell
no,
him.
No. So, Rico just explained that. Gilbert and the fact that those are tailbacks, the two guys he just mentioned were tailbacks. They never got a chance. You know, Wilson, the rookie guy got one carry and Taylor, the other guy got about three carries. So, you know, they did not run the ball and when they did run it, it was with the fullback. So fullback, 15 carries for 51 yards. The two scat backs got six carries together, and I think they got about 12, 14 yards. So they never really gave it a chance, Gilbert.
It's called, I mean, what's the, when we lose, it's called keeping it real Monday. And right now we keeping it real because you got to ask yourself, did the coach put us in the best position? I mean, if you got a cat that was killing everybody in the preseason.
Yeah.
Your number one dog went down. You got to put somebody in that position and leave A.J. Dillon where he belongs.
So let me tell you what I think is happening, Gilbert. A.J. Dillon is up for contract next year. He asked for money this year, and they turned him down. So it's pretty clear, you know, maybe what's going to happen. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what? Ken.
Calvin, Ken.
Okay. But Gilbert, here's the deal. A.J. Dillon's contract is up. And you know, if he doesn't have a great season, you know, I think he's gone. Ken, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning, Calvin.
All right, good morning. You say what?
Gilbert hit it on the head. They got too conservative in the second half, I think, with offensive play calling. And then the defense got gas. That's my opinion of it.
Well, the defense got gas the whole game.
Well, it seemed to me like more in the second half because he seemed to be on the field quite a bit more. But yeah. I think the offensive play calling just got so conservative. Maybe it was because of the players or what, but that's just my opinion, gentlemen.
Well, that's what we're after. Thank you very much for the call, Gilbert. Uh,
You know what? You know what? It's also a part of we. I don't know what it is, but every time we go into a dome, we don't play well.
Well, you guys,
I mean, had trouble when even when I was there, we never played well.
Right.
You know, but then again, I mean, hey, man, but at the end of the day, we got to put, this is game three coming up. We all knew this season wasn't going to be great. You know what I'm saying? But don't push the panic button yet. Don't do it.
Hey, Gilbert. What I say. Hey, Gilbert, yes, 9-8. Or
I don't care about that, Earl. I just told you I'm going game by game. I ain't gonna say we're gonna be 9-9 or 9-8 or whoever. I don't care about okay, that. I watch the game to go one by one.
The Saints. They're playing the Saints this coming week.
Recap. We previewing the game.
Yeah, Saints.
It's gonna be tough.
Saints got a good defense.
Got a good defense. Yes, they're coming into Lambeau Field.
Yeah, but
we got the momentum.
You got the momentum. Why? Because you're playing in Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field's a bad place, baby.
So I'm trying to figure this out. So you got the momentum. I thought the momentum came from winning than losing. Well, the Bears played the Packers in Soldier Field.
And Mike Tyson had the momentum every time he stepped into the ring until they threw the punch. You see what I'm saying? Mike Tyson beat guys before they got in the ring.
Right.
That's what we used to do in Lambeau Field.
You used to. We're talking about today.
We're trying to get it back.
Oh, okay.
That's when they sit up there and all the people saying, you know, we set a high bar. You see what I'm saying? These young cats got to grab that bar, man.
Oh, and
that's the difference.
Hey, Gilbert, and they will and they may.
Eventually, yes.
But we all knew and everybody knew going in that this was kind of rebuilding.
Yeah. I remember. They don't want to call it that, though, right?
I know they don't want to call it that, but that's what it is. Hey, man, did you see Deion Sanders? You know how much the game tickets are?
No. Every time I turn around, I see a Colorado Buffalo shirt.
Listen to this, man. $500 per ticket.
Did you see who he got in there?
Yeah, but Gilbert.
Rock was on, I know, hanging out.
Everybody is. But Gilbert.
Did you see him and his son in the KFC commercial?
Yeah, but Gilbert, $500 for a college football ticket.
Well deserved.
I mean, come on, man. They don't cost that much in Lambo.
Well deserved.
Oh, okay. We got to talk about that. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that. And we also got to talk about how all the people hating on him.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We got to get out of here for now. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Hey, man, as always, man, get some rest.
I'm working on it.
All right.
Calvin, what's up, baby?
All right. We got
in the red shirt. I'm calling you Little Red Riding Hood with white hair.
Right. We'll be back on next Monday under the helmet with the Gravedigger. All right, Gilbert. See you later, man.
Love you, man.
I love you as well. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've